Christine Russo is joining the Jen and Tim show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. She is the older sister of Dominic Russo, who passed away along with Davion Flanagan in the car that was driven by Mackenzie Cirilla. The story has been everywhere, most recently because of the movie The Crash on Netflix. We should start with who Dom was.
Dominic actually did love school. He was really into basketball, very family-oriented. We have a very, very close Italian family. He was the godfather to our children. Every holiday, every birthday, Dominic was a part of it all. He loved us. We loved him. He probably has a group of 30 friends, best friends, that consider him a best friend. It just shows like how caring and loved he was. So many people loved him. He has so many friends.
That's definitely the impression I got by watching the documentary. We've followed the story over the years because we are a local morning show, but to get into these details like the documentary did, what was your first reaction after you watched the completed? And by the way, did you watch it just last week for the first time, or did you see it before it came out?
I said no to the movie for the longest time. It wasn't until everybody was done filming, they wrapped up, everything was done, I finally was like, I know I'm going to regret if I don't speak on behalf of my brother. I know I'm going to regret this, you know, and you got to be careful out there because people edit your words and everybody warned me. And, you know, Dom's, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, you're doing for clout or attention. Like, we've suffered for 4 years with the loss of Dom. It's been unimaginable. So it was a scary thing to do. And I was very cautious. But at the last second, me and my dad were like, you know what? Somebody's got to talk about him in this movie. Like, the Flanagans are doing it, the Cirillas, like, and there's Dom with nobody to stand up for him. So that's when I was like, you know what, let's do it. And so we taped one day. They had me preview the movie, and I was able to give my opinion, and I demanded that some things were removed, and they very nicely did that for me.
Things that you said, or things like about
other
Dom?
People. So, but Rosie and Landon were not, they portray themselves as Dominic and Davion's best friends for attention. And because those are Mackenzie's best friends. So I've been trying to set the record straight. I made my podcast, The Big Sister Unhinged, so I can go through all of this. But like, those two people are not Dominic and Davion's best friends. They are portraying themselves to be so they can stick up for Kenzie. They're nothing but liars set out to try to, one, get attention for Mackenzie, and two, I don't know if it's for attention or just because that's her best, those are her best friends. So there was a lot of misinformation in the Netflix movie. I think the production was, they were the nicest people and they did their best to stay neutral, you know, but unfortunately there are some liars in the movie itself.
So when you hear that name, when you hear Mackenzie, what is the first thought that hits your mind? I want you to answer that next on Star 102. When you hear that name, you said it a couple of times when you say Mackenzie. You've heard that name how many times? And now, especially over the last 10 days or so, what goes through your mind?
Just sadness. I've been so out of touch with reality. And to me, like, Dom's death is it's a story. It's like, that's not my brother. This didn't happen. I still struggle very often. We all are struggling very badly. And recently, it's just been sad that this whole thing happened in general. Like, why was she a psychopath? You know, how could I not have warned my brother? You know, how did I not see signs? Or what if, you know, he wasn't with her that night? Like, there's just so much.
What's the response from the public been like since the documentary has come out? Like, have strangers reached out to you?
Oh, my God.
What has stood out?
Like, I started this podcast because I knew this was, I had a feeling this was going to be big.
So yeah, give us the name of the podcast again.
The Big Sister Unhinged. You know, our family, we have not spoken on this in like 4 years. So I had a feeling this movie was going to be huge. Never in a million years did I think it was going to be that huge. But in preparation, I knew because we've been dealing with this. You know, you've heard about the case and things, and there's been stuff online. And we've been sitting back, my family, on social media while the whole world tells, you know, Dominic's story. And talking out the side of their neck, making things up, just completely the trolls and the negativity is the things that people say. It's like, what the heck? Like, how do these people even make these things up? So I made the podcast to get, like, I just wanted my voice, I wanted my family's voice to be heard louder than all the misinformation and all of the Cirillas and anybody that is, you know, the free Kenzie crap and all that stuff out there. I just wanted to give us a platform. There's been terrible things said about my brother and my entire family. The Shrillists have really drug him through the mud in order to make themselves look better, which is a terrible thing to do because Dom's not here. So I made the podcast, like, getting ready for it. So it's been... I've had family calling my phone I've never talked to in my life. Like, it's been insane.
So, and I'm sure you've thought about this for 4 years. You know, you see the video, you see everything else. What in the world do you think actually happened in that car?
So Dom was steady breaking up with her for about a year. Once they moved in together, things got really, really toxic and abusive on her part. So this is, and I sat through the whole trial. I know my brother. I know her. Like, I know it's speculation, but what I believe happened was because he had been breaking up with her. They were on and off. Things got super toxic. You heard, you know, the fight that they had where she's trying to attack him from outside the house. That's on video for the world to see, like, just how she was to him. So what I believe happened is when they left that party, I think they probably got into some type of argument. And if you've been in a toxic or abusive relationship, you might know what I'm talking about. So I think Dominic was probably like, you know, it's over, go home, leave me alone. And I think she snapped on Pearl Road. I think she snapped somewhere along the lines and knew that that street progress dead ends because people call it a cut through, but really to get to Dominic's house, that was actually a longer route. And that was presented in court. To go through progress back down to Dom's house was a longer ride. So it wasn't a cut through. It wasn't a shorter trip. I think she snapped on Pearl Road. And I think she turned right and floored it and was like just so angry and not thinking straight and clearly, because I really truly believe that girl is psychopathic, definitely sociopath, definitely narcissistic. I think she snapped and just saw red and floored it.
Do you think you ever will or have the desire to speak to her ever again?
Even before this, I have been waiting for letters in the mail. Like, I think often that I'm very empathetic. I'm just like Dom was. We're caring. We're kind. Like, we love. And I don't know how to heal when, A, all this stuff is going on. B, like, she's lying flat out and saying she doesn't remember. The worst part is she shows no remorse. So it's like my brother died for absolutely no reason at all. She don't even care about him. If she showed remorse, I think it would help us heal Dan, her or her parents. I don't think they understand the severity of ending somebody's life. It's like they just don't get it. Like, he's never, ever coming back, you know, and you sit there in prison and laugh that the case is worldwide news. Like, it's, and you make fun of the families. I've heard them on these calls. I started to review them on my podcast a little bit. I can only take a minute or two at a time and I'm done. It's disgusting.
And with all of these people and all of the, you know, you were talking about your podcast and obviously all of these eyes on the documentary, what can people learn from this situation? Is it getting out of a toxic relationship? Are you getting the word of Dom out?
I would really like to put like awareness out there for domestic violence, and especially in teens. I want to eventually travel to high schools and, you know, give seminars and just show teens the warning signs and what is or what is not a healthy relationship. Too, I would love if I could help give teens like the warning signs of abuse and a toxic relationship. I also would really like to, when I heard of somebody's sibling dying, like, oh my God, how terrible would that be? Like, I couldn't live. I couldn't continue if I lost one of my siblings, but here I am having to continue. So the ups, the downs, it is a complete nightmare. Sometimes I think like it's just not real. So bringing awareness to sibling loss, grief, things like that. And another last thing, and I also want to, you know, battle the misinformation. Big, huge thing is the age gap. Dominic was only 2 years older than her. We were not related to Judge Russo. I can go on and on.
Christine, you are so well-spoken, and we are so appreciative of the time you took to talk to us today. It is certainly admirable what you plan to do. The fact that you are giving so much of yourself to make sure your brother's name is carried on beautifully, and to give back to kids that may be in a situation like that is just so admirable and wonderful. And we certainly will continue to follow your journey for sure.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.